I'm Tommy Andres from CNN Radio, and I'm filling in for Carl as we start a new week of CNN Student News. First up, we're heading to Kenya. It has the largest economy in East Africa. It's a relatively stable country in a region that isn't always stable. And it's a major U.S. ally in the war against terrorism. So what happens in Kenya can have a big impact on other countries. Here's what happened there this weekend.
I therefore declare Uhuru Kenyatta the duly elected president of the Republic of Kenya.
Now, it is clear that the constitutionally sanctioned process of electing a new set of leaders to take us to the next level has been thwarted by another tainted election.
Uhuru Kenyatta, the son of Kenya's first president, is set to become its youngest president. He's also facing charges from the International Criminal Court. The charges against Kenyatta involve his alleged role in violence after Kenya's last presidential election in 2007, when he was not a candidate. Kenyatta denies those charges. Raila Odinga was Kenyatta's main challenger in this election. He's the one who said it was tainted. Kenya's constitution says a candidate has to earn just more than 50% in order to win. Kenyatta got 50.07%. Odinga says he'll challenge the election results in court.
Is this legit? Vatican City is the smallest country in the world. It's true. Vatican City, which is also called the Holy See, is smaller than the National Mall in Washington, D.C.
Vatican City is also the headquarters of the Roman Catholic Church. The Pope is the head of that church, but right now, there is no Pope. Pope Benedict XVI resigned last month. Tomorrow, cardinals, leaders in the Catholic Church, will start the process of electing a new Pope during a conclave. Jonathan Mann explains what that is and how it works.
It's the oldest enduring electoral system in the world, and many of its traditions have been unchanged for centuries. The conclave, which literally means locked with a key, dates back to a time when cardinals were locked in until they chose a new pope. Now it's the world that's locked out, figuratively speaking, as much of the conclave will take place behind closed doors. The gathering begins with a morning mass in St. Peter's Basilica. In the afternoon, the 115 voting cardinals, those under 80 years old, enter the Sistine Chapel, where each will take an oath of secrecy. The penalty, automatic excommunication. After the oath, preparations are made for the election, taken by secret ballot. Lots are drawn to select three cardinals who will help collect ballots, three more cardinals to count the votes, and three others to review the results. Printed on the ballots, the words, "Eligio in summum pontificum," meaning, "I elect as supreme pontiff." Each elector writes the name of one candidate on the lower half of the ballot and folds it in half. Cardinals are not allowed to vote for themselves. Then, in order of seniority, the cardinals take their ballots to the altar. Each places a folded ballot onto a small disc, and then the ballot is dropped into a chalice. Once all the votes are cast, the ballots are tallied, and the results are read aloud. More than a two-thirds majority is needed to declare a winner, in this case, 77 votes. If there is no winner, there's another vote. If there is still no winner, two more votes are scheduled for the afternoon. Voting continues up to four ballots each day until there is a winner. The ballots are burned after each session in an incinerator inside the chapel. If there's no winner, they're burned with a chemical that gives off black smoke, telling the crowd waiting in St. Peter's Square that a new pope has not yet been selected. When there is a winner, white smoke, a sign from the cardinals that they have chosen a new pope to lead the church. Jonathan Mann, CNN, Atlanta.